So it comes back to the issue again of having members of parliament being ministers as well, and many have raised that issue. But I think that in as much as we want to improve on our governance and our democratic process, we should also be fair and weigh both sides of our judging spectacle, so that we are able to promote what we ought to promote. Indeed, many have also argued that looking at our constitution outrightly, absolutely, nothing precludes the president from selecting members of parliament as ministers. Again, on the public purse, if ministers are members of parliament, they are not going to be paid again, twice. So if you have members of parliament being paid, and you have ministers also being paid differently, it also has a stain, or it puts a bit of pressure on our public purse. So how do we balance the two in our democratic dispensation to ensure that we're giving the best governance directive that our people deserve? So many of these concerns, I think the rudimental issue that we ought all as a country to look at is our constitution. Has it come of age for us to do some major changes? And we know that the Constitutional Review Committee did a number of work, good work on in that respect. We have a look at it and see the way forward as a country.